opioids don't finish their prescription.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in Iowa say four students were injured along with the principal in today's shooting at Perry High School, and a sixth grader died after being shot while attending the breakfast program before classes started. Mitch Mortvedt is the assistant director of Iowa's Criminal Investigation Division. He also identified the shooter.
The shooter has been identified as 17-year-old Dylan Butler, a student at Perry High School. Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun.
Authorities say they also located an improvised explosive device and are looking into the shooter's background for a possible motive. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed back to the Middle East for talks, trying to keep the Israel-Hamas war from spreading in the region and working to secure the release of more Hamas-held hostages. The White House says it has evidence North Korea provided Russia with ballistic missiles and launchers, and that Russia has already used one missile against Ukraine in December. This is ABC News. 10 states now under snow and wind alerts, with a fast-moving storm making its way across the country. Extreme conditions bringing heavy rounds of rain and snow to multiple regions. A new broadcast agreement reflecting the growing popularity of women's college sports.
ESPN is going to pay the NCAA $920 million over 8 years in exchange for broadcasting 40 championships. The centerpiece is the Women's Basketball Tournament, which NCAA President Charlie Baker told the AP estimated more than half of the deal's annual $115 million value. That number alone is up by more than 300% compared to the previous deal. ESPN and ABC are both owned by the Walt Disney Company.
ABC's Brian Clark. A smartwatch is credited for saving a man's life. He fell overboard during a fishing trip and spent nearly 24 hours in the sea off the coast of New Zealand. He was rescued after using the reflection from his watch to signal for help. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end of season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The clouds stick around today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have temperatures in the upper 20s, west winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy, lows low 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs mid 30s. For Saturday, a 30% chance of snow, highs mid 30s. Be listening for Durant, Arkansas Girls High School basketball tonight. The Lady Panthers are at Mondovi. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip off at 7:15 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and on our website at realcountry1430.com.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Monona police are scaling back pursuits following a fatal crash. Chief Brian Cheney explained the decision in a social media post.
The city of Monona PD has decided to temporarily focus our pursuits on suspects who we believe to be involved in dangerous and violent felony offenses.
Three people, two 30-year-olds and a 19-year-old, were killed in a Monday night crash following high-speed chase. The State Department of Justice is investigating. A former military officer brings a warning to Wisconsin voters. Retired Navy Rear Admiral Michael Smith spoke in Milwaukee and at the Capitol in Madison on Thursday.
This is against Donald Trump, who is an existential threat to everything I swore to defend.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, it's 2024 and time to get a new vehicle for the new year. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know where 2023 went, but 2024 is here, and now is the time to get yourself a nice new or used vehicle to go on vacation, to go to grandma's house. So we've got a great selection of new cars. We've got new Broncos in stock. We've got new pickups in stock, and we've got a great selection of used cars, factory program cars. We've got Edges, Explorers in stock. So come and see us, folks. Tom Heffernan Ford in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand. And Numbers R Us, your QuickBooks Pro Advisor and Daily Money Managers, Durand. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has awarded over $1 million in producer-led watershed protection grants to 47 farmer-led groups for 2023. Grants support producer-led conservation solutions by encouraging innovation and farmer participation in the on-the-ground efforts to improve Wisconsin soil health and water quality. Here in western Wisconsin, Farmers for Health received an $18,000 grant, the Buffalo Trempealeau Farmer Network a $29,000 grant, the Chippewa Valley Producer-Led Watershed, the Red Cedar Conservation Farmers, and Western Wisconsin Conservation Council all each received a $22,000 grant. Authorities in Barron County say they know who they're looking for a violent home invasion from last month. A judge yesterday issued an arrest warrant for Ryan Charpentier from Little Canada, Minnesota. The sheriff's department says he and another man broke into a 70-year-old man's home in December, tied the man up, stole guns and cash. At one point, the man told investigators Charpentier used a taser on his face. Detectives say they zeroed in on Charpentier after a neighbor spotted his SUV in the man's driveway. Bomb threats were made to numerous state capitals on Wednesday, including Wisconsin. The state capitol in Madison was one of many across the nation targeted in a mass bomb threat hoax. There were reports of at least 23 state capitals receiving a generic email related to bomb threats. The Wisconsin Department of Administration spokesperson said additional measures were taken to ensure the safety of the capitol and those working inside. State Capitol Police worked with law enforcement partners, including federal agencies. While some capitals were evacuated, there were no reports of any substantial threats at any location. Wisconsin lawmakers look to make AI child porn a crime. A legislative committee yesterday heard the first arguments for a new law that protects children from artificial intelligence and the dark side of how it can be used. State Representative Kelvin Callahan said AI images are created from real images somewhere, and he says those kids are victims. Wisconsin already has laws against child pornography, but AI images are not covered in those laws. Callahan says a new law would close that loophole and save investigators the time of having to sift through AI images to see which ones can be traced back to children and real pictures. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
A Mondovi woman is in custody after a foot pursuit. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, deputies responded to a call of a woman in a van that appeared to be under the influence of illegal drugs in the parking lot of the 100 block of North Eau Claire Street. A Mondovi police officer arrived. The woman gave the officer a fake name. The woman then fled from the scene on foot. A search ensued with deputies from Pepinan, Buffalo counties. The woman, 35-year-old Raquel Kruger, was arrested on various drug charges and also had an active warrant for her arrest for probation violations. She was taken to the Buffalo County Jail. Eau Claire's homeless population continues to grow. The folks at the nonprofit Western Derelict are preparing their latest homeless count later this month. They expect to find more people without a home. The July count found 44 people living in the streets in Eau Claire. Since then, national numbers say homelessness has jumped 12%. Western Derelict's Dale Carls says homelessness has been growing in the area since about 2021. There's a change coming to the Jenny O. plant in Barron County. The company yesterday said the plant will no longer harvest turkeys. Instead, the plant in Barron will focus on other tasks, including smoking, cooking, canning, curing, refining, or rendering products. No one will lose their jobs because of the change. Jenny O. says it's making the change to focus on demand from customers. That transition begins next month. A message to ATV and UTV operators from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Don't ride where you're not wanted this winter. DNR Warden Jake Hosklaw says that means staying off designated snowmobile trails. Many snowmobile trails run through private property and off-road vehicles may not be allowed. Some trails also cross bodies of water like swamps and ponds, which are not frozen yet. Hosklaw is also urging riders to wear helmets and use all safety equipment, including seat belts. There's a plan at the state capitol to make the Wisconsin State Fair tax-free. Lawmakers will talk about the plan today. The proposal would end the sales tax on tickets to the state fair and to State Fair Park. Lawmakers would have to create a special sales tax exemption for the state fair, because right now there's a tax on tickets to all amusement, athletic, entertainment, or recreational events that are not at county fairs. You're listening to WRDN News.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
Resetting your password.
Unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
A bakery in the Twin Cities is nearing its goal to remain open after a huge donation. The host of CNBC's The Prophet, Marcus Lemoy, donated $10,000 and ordered $40,000 worth of cheesecakes from the Muddy Paws Cheesecake in St. Louis Park. The bakery's owner, Tammy Kimbera, temporarily closed down the business last month due to money issues. She then created a campaign to raise $200,000 to keep the bakery open. Lemoy says he's giving out the cheesecakes he ordered for free. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids. For ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elliot Philosophical about 2023. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
NASCAR's next generation of stars drive in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
And here they come. Zane Smith now will try to advance his way to the lead.
Catch the excitement of every race right here.
NASCAR has made it official. Zane Smith is a back-to-back winner at the Daytona International Speedway in the opener.
On the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
In the beginning was Daytona.
Here we go.
The birthplace of speed. The launch pad of legends. The great American race.
Oh, they're in the wall.
Every driver looking to be remembered.
Keep digging. Stay in the gas.
Every fan looking for something they'll never forget.
Let's go.
Woo! Daytona 500 at Daytona International Speedway. February 18th, 2024. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
The 2023 NASCAR Cup Series season was Chase Elliott's worst ever. A fractured tibia in March and a one-race suspension in May hampered the Hendrick Motorsports pilot's effort to make the coveted playoffs. But the Georgia native sees the year as an opportunity to learn from mistakes before turning the page to 2024.
Tough period of time, or, you know, a time where you're not as competitive as you would like to be. I don't think you can just forget all of that, because somewhere in those struggles were lessons that you might need one day to be better and to better yourself in different situations. We'll go to work and hopefully those things will improve. And if they don't, you just go back to work and continue to try to get better. It's all you can do.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The Bucks have a defensive issue on their hands. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Following last night's 142-130 loss at Indiana, Milwaukee ranks 24th in the league in points allowed per game. And unless they make a deadline trade, things aren't likely going to get a whole lot better. The Bucks will try to end a two-game losing streak when they take on the Spurs in San Antonio tonight. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo is the leading vote-getter for the upcoming NBA All-Star Game in Indianapolis. Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton leads all Eastern Conference vote-getters at the guard position. Bucks guard Damian Lillard is number two. The fifth-ranked Hockey Badgers getting ready for a two-game weekend series at Notre Dame starting tomorrow night. The Badgers take a seven-game win streak into play against the Irish with all seven wins by three goals or more. Packers wrapped up another day of work in Green Bay today, getting ready for Sunday's regular season finale against the Bears. At Lambeau Field, a win for Green Bay puts them in the postseason playoffs. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The First Basketball Coaches polls of the new year feature plenty of movement in the top 10. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
It's a new year, and after a one-week hiatus for the holidays, a new WisSports.net coaches poll for both boys and girls basketball has been released, both of which feature plenty of movement in the new rankings that came out Tuesday afternoon. On the girls' side, unbeaten Verona is the top-ranked squad in Division I, moving up a couple spots from third in the previous poll. Nina is second, though the Rockets might not stay there long after losing a 62-60 overtime thriller against 7th-ranked Hortonville on Tuesday night. While there are plenty of changes elsewhere in the top 10 of each division, D2 through D5 feature the same teams on top, Pewaukee in Division 2, Waupun in D3, Laconia in D4, and Assumption in Division 5. More than half of the boys' teams in the last rankings before Christmas lost, creating plenty of changes. One constant is DePere's dominance in D1, as the Redbirds have won 40 straight games overall and are number one once again. Wisconsin Lutheran beat Pewaukee right before Christmas and moves to the top of D2, with Pewaukee second. St. Thomas More lost to Wisconsin Lutheran over the break, but remains number one in D3. No changes in the top five of D4, with Mineral Point on top. All of the top five teams in D5 lost since the last poll, allowing Solon Springs to remain number one, despite a loss to much larger Superior. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Therese-Line, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. In a recent column on the Outdoor News Backyard and Beyond page, columnist Stan Tequila tackled the question, how do squirrels remember where they bury their nuts? There's actually been research into this question, and I'll share some of the findings when we return. But first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more. All surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Backyard and Beyond columnist Stan Tequila writes that a squirrel can bury up to 10,000 nuts per year, and that individual squirrel will actually find 9,000 of them. How does a squirrel find 9,000 buried nuts? A couple of fun studies suggest that squirrels use a spatial map in their mind to remember where they placed them. In other words, they use landmarks like large rocks, prominent trees, or other objects to help guide them back to the area where they buried their nuts. Once in the general vicinity, they use their sense of smell to find the exact location. Researchers prove this by having captive squirrels bury nuts in an area with large rocks and logs. Then they removed the squirrels. Then they shifted all the large objects the same distance and same direction in the area where the nuts were buried. Later, when they brought back the squirrels, the animals looked for the buried nuts, but were off by the same distance and direction that the objects moved. Kind of a mean study, but interesting. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been From the Pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text KICK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text KICK to 321-321. That's KICK to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
The clouds stick around today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have temperatures in the upper 20s, west winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy, lows low 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs mid 30s. For Saturday, a 30% chance of snow, highs mid 30s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Girls High School basketball tonight. The Lady Panthers are at Mondovi. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip off at 7:15 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and on our website at realcountry1430.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield on location in Tucson, Arizona, as Water Street Advisors is having their EDGE conference taking place. But we are going to get the chance to talk today with Arlen Sudum of Stone Axe. Arlen, by the way, is going to be a speaker tomorrow during the event here in Tucson. But we're going to take a hit that looked at the happen on those beans. We'll also talk about the rain factors and what's going on in some of those wetter areas. Are they starting to dry out? What concerns that they have with this crop going into the rest of their growing season and, of course, subsequent crops thereafter? We'll take a look at the box beef numbers as well as a lot more on today's episode. So, Arlen, kind of let's start out talking a little bit. What are your thoughts on these soybeans? As you mentioned to me earlier, they took a big hit today in the trade.
Yeah, you got to feed a bull every day. And since it started raining here after the first of the turning of the calendar, really, in the dry areas of Brazil, it's been hard to feed the bull. And so, you know, we probably will see lower production numbers yet. We may even do more damage to the crop yet. But for right now, there's really nothing to feed the bull to keep the funds holding on to their length, particularly when we've done some chart damage. And so they're selling their positions, they're selling off, and the momentum is to the downside until those dynamics change.
Where do we go from here? I mean, this is a market that's had some struggles, but even at the end of 23, obviously, everything kind of hinders on what happens to the South.
It really does. Brazil is a huge part of that. And, you know, there's been a lot of stuff on social media. And we all like to have our ears tickled, so to speak, of what we want to hear. It's very important that we try to hear everything, not just what we want to hear. And that's what I try to do, too, is talk to our people. And even among our people in Brazil, I get differing opinions. But here's the bottom line of it. In order to see if we get a rally in U.S. soybeans, rallies are meant to ration demand. And so we have to have a fundamental reason to justify rationing demand. So what does that mean? That means we've had an sufficient increase in demand and doesn't take much right now because our balance sheet is relatively snug. We have to have a sufficient increase in demand to tighten our supply up even more, justifying a price to rally demand. Right now, that means a short enough South American crop ahead of our harvest in September. And so as we look at the South American crop, we look at their harvest. They're harvesting now. They're in the early parts of their harvest. They have beans available. In fact, if you look at the bids for beans to be shipped in February, Brazilian beans are priced about a dollar cheaper than U.S. Gulf. If you look at beans to be priced for March shipment, They're about $1.50 cheaper than Brazilian beans are, or Brazilian beans are about $1.50 than U.S. Gulf going to China. So the problem is not on the front end. There will be beans to ship, and Brazil is buying those for those shipment windows right now. The question is, will it be short enough so that South America runs out of beans before we harvest in September? We don't know that yet. And keep in mind, that's not just an equation of Brazil, but Argentina. Argentina is expected to double its production. It crushes most of its beans. But with a big crop, it'll have extra beans to harvest, to sell as whole beans as well. Paraguay, Uruguay also expected to have more. Between those three countries, we could see another 15 to 20 million metric tons of exportable supplies to offset losses in Brazil. So I anticipate we probably need to see a Brazil number in the low 140s before South America as a whole would drop production enough to run out of beans before we harvest start. And then it comes down to, would China bid to get what beans it can from us to ration that demand, or would they simply live off their reserves? That we don't know. But regardless, we don't have to know that, or we won't necessarily know that for many months yet. And so that's why it's very important that producers understand those dynamics for making their risk management decisions.
As they look at the rain, though, that's happening in Brazil in certain areas, is too much rain too much at this point?
Well, there's a lot of differences in the crop maturity levels. Mato Grosso is the most productive area, and part of that's because of its size. And despite some of the impressions that are given on social media, Mato Grosso planted fairly well in time. There are obviously pockets that planted late, and you'll hear stories about replanting. That was about 1.5 to 2% that had to be replanted, but they were about 95% planted by the 1st of November. Really surprised me. They did really well. So their beans are being harvested now, and we're getting to the point where weather doesn't matter as much for them. There were significant delays for Northeast Brazil because it was very dry. So we need to see those rains continue in that area. Southern Brazil, where it was very wet, also delayed planting, so it got in late, and we need to see rains come back to that area where it's been drying out to support those yields. That's where all the variability comes. The winter corn crop is largely planted in that Mato Grosso area, and that's where the timing is there. If we don't stay wet now, we should be able to get much of that crop planted. That's going to be a key.
Because that turns into a market influence once again for U.S. producers.
Oh, it really does. Now, we have more corn on our balance sheet. We have a little bit more playroom there with corn than what we do soybeans. But the variability in Brazil is much greater with the winter corn crop. And when they have adverse weather for the winter corn crop, they can see much smaller corn crops there, which that directly impacts their ability to export.
They've got some areas that have dried out from the rain, so that's a good benefit.
Yeah, they certainly have. In the south, where it was extremely wet, they dried out and they needed to. The question is, now will some rain start coming back to feed the crop? And it looks like they will at this point.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. When we come back, we'll take a look at what some survey numbers are saying as to yields. Again, you know, you see a lot of that chatter on social media. We'll get more into the meat of that. Speaking of meat, we'll take a look at what's happening on the livestock side as well. Within their trade, any other influences that we might see as we really hit this first full week, well, not full week yet, but partial full week of the new year of trading. More is coming up. It is the Channel Final Bell from Tucson, Arizona on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back now to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Continuing our conversation this afternoon with Arlen Sudema of StoneX. And it's always nice, Arlen, to have you sitting next to me as we talk. I wanted, before we jump into some survey numbers, you are going to be speaking here at the event with Water Street tomorrow. Kind of give us a nutshell some of the things that you want the producers that are in the room to walk away with.
Yeah, one of the things that I'm going to be going into and talking a little bit about our producer surveys, our customer surveys. Now, in the United States, when we estimate the size of the crops, we do our customer surveys. Our customers are primarily commercial entities, grain elevators, who have agronomists who are talking to farmers. In Brazil, it's a different makeup. Our customers are primarily farmers. And one of the things from my days at Farm Futures, remember, and surveying farmers, a lot of times it comes up very close to what our commercial surveys do. But when you get an adverse weather year like they had this year in Brazil or we had in the United States, the first tendency is, oh, how bad is it? And you start to fear how bad it may be. And so the production estimates, the yield estimates really start to plummet and start to put in a worst case scenario. And then about harvest time, you realize, well, it's not quite, bad, but maybe not quite as bad as we thought. And it bounces back up. So we're kind of in that scenario right now. We started off with our first survey, November 1st, putting the crop at 165 million metric tons in Brazil. And then December 1st, it was 161.9 million metric tons. Then our January 1st survey brought it down 9.1 million metric tons to 152.8 million metric tons. So we've come down a long ways. How much further will we go? How close are we to that bottom point? Then we bounce back. How much do we bounce back? And that's probably yet to be determined by where we go from here on the weather with those late planted soybeans I mentioned, late planted primarily in northeast Brazil, which is a lower concentration area, and in southern Brazil. And so it's going to be a couple months before we fully know that. If you had to ask me now, and I've talked to some of our people in Brazil, our team members down there, just what my gut would say right now, probably upper 140s, million metric ton, maybe somewhere around 150, 147 to 150 somewhere. To me, that's not enough to, based on what we said in the first segment, to justify rationing U.S. demand with higher prices. But the possibility is still there because of the uncertainties outlined that it still could fall further yet. And if we got down into the lower 140s or even upper 130s, then we'd be looking at some late summer, early fall problems and trying to supply enough soybeans.
I want to switch gears just because of time and then take a look at this livestock and a cattle market that saw some struggles on the day today. But some say we got some weather influence that's working into these numbers.
Yeah, we do. We've got some snow coming into the forecast, some cold weather into the forecast. We've done really well, and we've had some record carcass weights as a result. Now we're going to be challenging that somewhat. Maybe the meat complex needs that to some extent, not to wish bad on any feedlot operator out there. But our carcass weights have been high, and we've been looking now past the holidays. We're seeing those box beef prices really taking a hit, especially the choice cuts. That's been a real problem for this market, trying to hold it up. We're going to take some weight off these cattle if this weather forecast holds. That'll help to some extent with that supply situation. Our packer margins are really taking a hit, so we may see the packers slow the chain speeds. It's coming in right about the same time in here. Maybe we can get some stability in the cash market with that.
All right, today's higher hogs, is it a flash in the pan, or is there some hope?
Not much change fundamentally. We bounced right off of some trend line support and some technical aspects on the charts, and the short covering kicked in, and the momentum trading algos really took it higher off of that.
So this is the first time you and I have gotten to talk into the new year. What's something that you're looking at in this first quarter to really keep an eye out for?
Well, it's not necessarily the first quarter, but I am watching Fed monetary policy and Wall Street's response to that. We've been in a commodity deflationary mode now for the last 21 months while the Fed's been pushing rates higher. The expectation of the market is that now we're going to turn the corner and take rates lower. I see inflation kind of having a bounce back. Doesn't necessarily mean we go back to the highs we were, but a bounce back. But the bottom line is if the market starts, and based on the studies we've done, if the market sees inflation kind of holding and starting to come back again, history tells us that they start putting money back into the commodities, and then you can start balancing supply and demand managing supply and demand is the word I'm looking for, at a higher price level. Doesn't mean on bullish commodities, but it means we take out some of the bearishness, and it gives us some opportunities to have some rallies that we can then sell going forward. And that gives me a little bit of encouragement, maybe by the second or third quarter.
All right, Arlen, best way for folks to get a hold of you?
StoneX.com, over on X, formerly Twitter. My handle's ArlenFF101.
And that has been today's Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by all the Channel Seed professionals. Just a reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. You can pick up the Channel Final Bell as a podcast through our website at ruralradionetwork.com, or better yet, where you download your favorite podcast for free. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Progress Business Summit. Ranchers and cattle producers and livestock are sleeping a little less soundly as 2024 gets underway, as over the past 15 days, 10 gray wolves have been reintroduced into that state in a bid to rebuild wolf populations. I'll have more details when we come back. The Farm Futures Business Summit is back, and it's next week, January 9th through the 11th at the Hyatt Regency Coralville in Coralville, Iowa. Get details and get registered at farmfuturesummit.com. You'll want to make plans to be in Coralville, Iowa next week as the Farm Futures Business Summit returns with a fresh dynamic format to keep the focus on the strategic long-term aspects of your business. The event kicks off on Tuesday, January 9th with a motivational address from wrestling coach and Iowa legend Dan Gable, followed on Wednesday by a full day of breakout sessions on different topics like utilizing H2A labor, leading with a mission, and modernizing the farm office. On Thursday, attendees will hear about changing trends in agriculture before breaking off for discussions on farm and business transitions. Attorney Brooke Starks will close the event with a keynote on building a legacy that lasts longer than you do. We invite you all to join us next week, January 9th through the 11th at the Hyatt Regency Coralville for the 2024 Farm Futures Business Summit. Back in 2020, voters in Colorado approved a public ballot measure that would reintroduce gray wolves to rural areas in Colorado. The measure was controversial, but it did pass with 50.9% of the vote, despite strong opposition from livestock and ranching organizations. Governor Jared Polis said that the vote kicked off, quote, 3 years of comprehensive listening and work by the Colorado Parks and Wildlife to draft a plan to restore and manage wolves. And it kicked off 3 years of legal battles as livestock groups sought relief in the courts from this program, which they argue will directly harm livestock as wolf numbers grow. In mid-December, a federal court in Colorado refused to issue an injunction against the wolf releases. And since then, two different groups of wolves have been relocated from Oregon to Colorado. The judge in the case said she understood the ranchers' concerns about possible impacts from wolf releases, but stopping the program from moving forward would violate the will of the people. The Colorado Cattlemen's Association, which, along with the Gunnison County Stock Growers Association, had sued to stop the reintroduction. They've argued for years that reintroducing wolf populations would be a threat to humans, domesticated livestock, and pets, and that their presence could harm rural economies dependent on livestock production or tourism. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department says they have been planning for the wolf reintroduction for years, and while the risk of livestock depredation is real, they have an indemnity program that can offer up to $15,000 per animal lost. To date, 10 gray wolves have been reintroduced in Colorado. But the plan calls for another 50 to be brought in from other Northwest states, to the ongoing frustration of the Gunnison County stock growers. Andy Spann, the organization's president, said, quote, "We believe that much of our input and that many others across western Colorado was diminished by the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission." I'll have more details when we come back.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Yes, for the first time since the 1940s, gray wolves are on the loose in Colorado. These animals are about twice the size of a coyote and can weigh up to 100 pounds when fully grown. With more wolves on the way and legal challenges exhausted, cattle and sheep producers must now be increasingly vigilant across the Centennial State. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Business Summit. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The clouds stick around today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have temperatures in the upper 20s, west winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy, lows low 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs mid 30s. For Saturday, a 30% chance of snow, highs mid 30s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Girls High School basketball tonight. The Lady Panthers are at Mondovi. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip off at 7:15 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And on our website at realcountry1430.com.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do.
Is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Sometimes it feels like this world's spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. And we can't slow down, cause more is there. It's all an endless process. I miss maybe sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. I'm picking on the six string. People pass by and you call them by their first. Trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Above
on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, when everything is black and white.